This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India has become a pioneer in the oceanic transport, shipbuilding, and the ability to harness the monsoon building sea capacity. Addressing a huge gathering in the Navy Day celebration at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri in Orissa yesterday, the president said that India is a great maritime nation with its long coastline, island territory, and developed maritime infrastructure. The president said that the Indian Navy will continue to ensure the maritime security to the country and greatly support the nation to become the Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Navy Day by the Blue Flag Beach of Puri marked the anniversary of the Operation Trident, a critical naval offensive during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. It displayed over 15 ships, marines, and more than 40 aircrafts that support from marine commandos and the personnel of the Indian Army. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed the confidence that the close cooperation between India and Gulf Cooperation Council would be further strengthened under the Kuwait's ongoing presidency of the GCC. The Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya, said that the Prime Minister had his official residence in New Delhi yesterday. He discussed the measures to enhance the cooperation in trade, investment in energy, the technology, culture, and the strong people-to-people ties. Mr. Modi thanked the leadership of the Kuwait for taking care of 1 million strong Indian community living in Kuwait. They exchanged views on the situation in West Asia and expressed their support for early return of peace, security, and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed the multifaceted India-Kuwait relations that ways to further expand the ties in his Kuwait counterpart Abdullah Ali Al-Yahya in New Delhi yesterday. They also exchanged the views on recent developments in West Asia and India's cooperation with the Gulf Cooperation Council. The two ministers signed the MOU on establishing the Joint Commission for Cooperation at the level of foreign ministers. In his remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that India is committed to strengthening the bilateral ties between the Kuwait across different domains, including trade, investment, energy, IT, and culture. The External Affairs Minister said that India and Kuwait enjoy long-standing ties. He emphasized that India's vision to Viksit Bharat by 2047 and Kuwait's vision to New Kuwait by 2035 provides both nations with higher aspirations. He noted that the Indian community in Kuwait has been living a bridge between the two countries. In his remarks, Kuwait's Foreign Affairs Minister said that the historical ties between India and Kuwait span centuries and have evolved into great partnership. He stressed that India is a very important partner of Kuwait, and Mr. Al-Yahya will said that the food security and the cyber security are the major issues between India and Kuwait and among the priorities of the Kuwait government. The Secretary, Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Dr. Divesh Chaturvedi, held a bilateral meeting with the Minister of the Regional Affairs and Agriculture of Estonia, Preet Hartman, in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting focused on the strengthening and the cooperation in the agriculture allied sectors between India and Estonia. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Chaturvedi outlined the key priorities of the government in the agriculture sector. These include ensuring food security, leveraging the technology for digital infrastructure and to enhance the service delivery to farmers, promoting crop diversification to increase farmer incomes, and to boosting value addition to the horticultural products. He also emphasized the importance of the climate resilience and the organic farming as well as the expanding agricultural exports. The Secretary also elaborated that the India strategies for the supporting small farmers, recognizing the critical role in the nation's agricultural landscape. Mr. Hartman expressed the interest in collaborating with India in food processing, value addition in agriculture products, and the application of the technology-driven solutions to enhance the agricultural productivity. The air quality of the national capital of India has shown improvement to register to moderate category, with an average of air quality index of 172 of 7 yesterday. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city has reached over 200 AQI levels. And that is the end of this news bulletin.